God of wonders, beyond our majesty. This morning our scripture comes from John's Gospel, the first chapter, verses 29 through 42. Says the Lamb of God, "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, 'Here is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending upon him from heaven like a dove, and it remained upon him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize him with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descended and remained is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.' Now the next day John again was standing with two disciples, and he watched Jesus walk by, and he exclaimed, 'Look, here is the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, 'What are you looking for?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which translates into teacher, 'where are you staying?' And he said to them, 'Come and see.' And they came and they saw where he was. They saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first found his brother Simon, and he said to him, 'We have found the Messiah. We have found the Anointed One.' And he brought Simon to Jesus. He looked at him and he said, 'You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas,' which is Peter, which is called the rock. And upon this rock I will build my church.'" This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God.